Next, our first feature. How many of you remember Sir Arthur South? Always at the centre of Norwich life a few decades ago. Derek James recalls his life in his nostalgia column. His article is read by John Harbin.
The people of Norwich elected him as the youngest councillor in the land 90 years ago. It was the start of an extraordinary life, serving the community in so many different ways. There are some people from the past whose memory moves from one generation to the next, and one of them is Sir Arthur South, who became a Labour councillor representing the people of Catton Ward at the age of 21 in 1935, and what a difference he made. If you knew Arthur, you will know he was a man who dedicated much of his life to helping others, and let's not forget how he helped to save Norwich City Football Club from bankruptcy and served the Canaries as chairman from 1973 to 1985. Born in 1914, he went to Higham Street School, then City of Norwich School. He could always see how life was unfair for so many people, and while still a teenager, he would stand on a box in the city centre addressing the people as they walked by or stopped to listen to him. "I always fought for the underdog. The people of Norwich were my people. I was one of them," he told me. In his book, The Mayors and Lord Mayors of Norwich, 1836 to 1974, published in 1977, author Patrick Palgrave Moore described Arthur as one of the most versatile and active figures in local politics today. He epitomises the qualities of earlier mayors and Lord Mayors, seen perhaps no more than once in each decade, or even in each generation, he said. After being elected a councillor, he served with the Royal Air Force during the Second World War, returning to be a leading figure in the city and across Norfolk. His service to the community was exceptional in a number of fields, notably as leader of the City Council for 18 years, chairman of the Norwich Lowestoft and Yarmouth Hospital Management Committee, and chairman of the new Norfolk Health Authority. On the council, he was particularly concerned about education, housing, and health, and led the campaign to rebuild the city following the war. He also served on the University Promotion Committee and Council, the East Anglian Regional Hospital Board, the East Anglian Economic Planning Council. He was chairman of the governors of Norwich City College, president of the world-famous Norwich Lads Club, president of the Norwich Trades and Labour Council, and so much more. Arthur was also involved in establishing Norwich International Airport, helped the Theatre Royal in troubled times, and then there was the football. As Lord Mayor in 1956-57, he spearheaded the 25,000 appeal fund to save Norwich City Football Club from financial ruin, and later served as chairman during some great days, which included the 1975 League Cup final and the 1985 Milk Cup triumph. Following his death in 2003, at the age of 88, manager Ken Brown said, "He was the best chairman I ever worked for. He was a legend as far as Norwich City Council is concerned." Manager John Bond described Arthur as forthright and often ruthless. "I got on famously well with him. I loved him. He was as straight as a die. If he thought I was doing things wrong, he would tell me. He was a good person to be with," said John. Today he is also remembered at the Arthur South Day Procedure Unit at the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital, and in the Sir Arthur South Lounge at Carrow Road.
Many thanks, John.